For your name is mighty and great, Almighty Yahweh. So we enter into the tabernacle to cry out unto you and to bless you. For your name is synonymous with your greatness and your power. And as we bow here in the tabernacle to worship and to bless you, we call you by name and we cry out unto you. We thank you for the revelation that is the truth revealed unto us with power, with your dynamics of understanding, the power of your truth, that it causes and creates a great burning desire to please you and to worship you in the purity of your Kodesh nature and power, that we may cry out unto you in the midst of a dark generation, a mindset that is very adamant, a corrupt desire, the thought process is hampered by the corruption of the heart of a generation. Yet you open up the revelation of your Torah unto the house of Israel. For there are many religions today that captivates the mind of the people. We see that in the Olympia spirit of God worship, as the Olympics has consumed the nations of the world. As these nations will spend billions of dollars to intrigue the gods of masculinity and power, yet the subjects of the nations, many in utter poverty, sickness and diseases rampant in the nations, crime, ignorance, God worship, and every kind of vile, corrupt spirit there is inhabit the nations. Yet they will bow down with great obeisances unto their gods and create their form of worship. Yet you are the only one, Yahweh, and there is a name that is associated with your power and with your identity. You are not identified as a god, because all gods are devilish. They're demon powers. They are the god of this world, Shatan. You are the mighty one of Israel, the creator of all things. That superlative, that now is not synonymous with you and your character. It is a vile derivative to turn the eyes, the heart of man away from the true reality of your identity. And it begins with your name, Yahweh. For in that name we find your strength and your power. We find your perfection. We find your Torah, your Yahshak, Yahshua. We find all that we need in that name. And we will not deny it in this house. I will not succumb to the pressures of the world, to the religious practices of the world. We will hold fast to that identity, because it is the name that is excellent. It is the name that is memorialized. It is the name like no other name. It is the name that is associated with your character and your power and your ability. We will not deny that. I will esteem it in the morning. I will exalt it in the noonday. I will bow down and pray in that name in the evening time. For there is no greater name than the mighty name of Yahweh. So we bless you this Shabbat. As we gather here in this tabernacle, for your strength to empower us, your wisdom to fill our mind, your ahava, your love, to strengthen our love, your understanding, to give us direction, your wisdom, to open up the windows of the Shemayim, and we may see your great power and your great strength. We come before you this day in need of you, weak and shallow, humanoid creatures that need a creator and need to know him, need to know the strength of the one that we worship and cry out unto. We bless you for this day, this Shabbat. We will gather in the strength of your name and will not deny your name. We pray for those that are listening by via of the live stream. We call them by name, Yahweh, as you cause your strength to rest in their bosom, to fill them with the mighty strength of your power. We ask you to bless Brother Nathan Hill there in Houston as he simulcast this broadcast today. We thank you for the strength of our precious brother, for the desire of his heart, for the hearing of his ear to receive truth. As we ask your anointing to rest upon Brother Patrick and Sister Sabrina Morgan there in Philadelphia. Give them strength, I pray. Bring Brother Patrick to the fullness of your understanding. As we ask you to bless Sister Morrison as she has traveled back to Philadelphia. We ask you to bless Sister Teresa in Australia, to give her strength in the midst of her ordeals and her trials. Your anointing to rest upon Brother Noah there in England, with the great cataclysmic mayhem that has happened in his country, the Philippines. Thousands consumed by the mudslide. Lives consumed in the fragments of a second. Yet this is a nation that is so wicked and egregious in its sinful practice that the mindset is numb. It has no connection to reality. Everything is catered to by the fictitious drawings of the powers of darkness. And so the realities of the world have no real issue in their heart, because there is no loving of their neighbor or their brother at all. Give strength to Sister Catherine, Sister Pamela. You pray for Sister Tuck and the children. You give them strength today and help Brother Ron. I pray for him. We ask your anointing and strength upon Pastor Joey in Okeechobee, Pastor Brown there in Montgomery, Alabama. We ask you to strengthen Pastor Israel there in Augusta, Georgia, and Elder Baker in Savannah, Georgia. We ask your strength to rest fully upon Elder Basil there in Salter, South Carolina, and Pastor Hunter there in Atlanta. We ask the strength and your anointing to fill the hearts of those in Jamaica as they gather there with Sister Hunter to listen to the messages. We ask you to strengthen Brother Lewis and his wife, Sister Christina, and their son. We ask your mighty power to fill the heart of Brother Michael and his wife, Sister Michaela and Alex, and their faithfulness, the warmth of their heart, Yahweh, as they give in such a tremendous way. I do not take it for granted, neither do you. But we ask you, Yahweh, never seeing this man in any physical form, never meeting him, but yet they trust the hearing of the Ruah that dwells in them, that this man has a word for my Ruah, for my being, that I may walk in the strength of Almighty Yahweh. I pray that you return unto them the gifts, a substantial gifts and offerings, Yahweh. Return it back unto their bosom, and make the bread sweet in their mouths as you strengthen Brother Floyd there in Pickering, Canada. His wife and the children, we ask your anointing upon Brother Yehuda and those brothers there in Buffalo, New York. We pray for everyone that is listening by the live stream today, those that have joined in with us in this fellowship of our Abba and his son by the power of the Ruah.
We bless you for them. And may the ear of the hearer receive your truth, and that they may rejoice in the inward parts with great ecstasy, and with a great strength of knowing that it is your truth that assures them and solidifies the hope that they will not turn despite trials or tribulations. Touch everybody. Heal those that need a healing touch. We pray for them by the power and in the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, that you touch the bodies. Heal, I pray. Give great strength and great assurance. We love you this Shabbat. Teach us how to love you even the greater. As we follow your Torah, if any man says that he loves you, Yahweh, and keeps not your Torah, he is a liar and a deceived man, and there is no truth in him, because Shaitan was a liar from the beginning. We ask all things in your mighty name, and the power of the hope and the promise in Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank you and we bless you. And all the Kiddushim said, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Glory to God, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah.
For your mercies are everlasting.
Hallelujah.
The dynamics of your strength is true. We know the power of our deliverance. The power of our great hope is that we trust in the infallibility of Scripture. What you have spoken and written cannot be eradicated. It cannot be altered. It cannot be changed. What a mystifying deity you would be if you did not have a name. When all the gods of creation that you have created, they have made themselves known unto their subjects by their name. Yet you are the creator of all things. And man declares that you have no name. For the Torah, as you revealed it unto Moshe, you gave a strength and a seal to that. Because you declared it in the only name that is your name, Yahweh. Beautiful name, precious name. And I shall shabak it, hallelujah. For I find a great delight of strength. For I call upon it. For I sing in that name. I rejoice in that name. For it is a name that brings a response in my being. So bless your word today, your manservant, that he may handle it with carefulness, but not with some theological importance to him, but according to your will, that it may be spoken, that the heart of your people will understand. We trust you for the great victory today. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, we bless you and we thank you. And all the Kiddushim said, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and tell them Shabbat Shalom. Be faithful. You may be seated. It's a good thing to be in the tabernacle of Yahweh today, his Beit, where his name is inscribed, where his power to govern and to rule is the inscription of the law, whereby his character is personified, and he is esteemed above all things. He is the mighty one, and he is the only one that has strength and power, and his anointing transcends the law of the flesh, the slothfulness, the corruptionness of the flesh. His Torah transcends all of those things. So as we come into the tabernacle before Him to bring great honor, He is worthy of that. This is a generation, as I say often, that there is no pure intent. The desire is very corrupt. It is very vile. It's a very deceived generation as well. It has no understanding at all. And they literally think that some intellectual properties give them some form of strength. And it's no strength at all. It doesn't elevate them one bit at all. It doesn't bring them to the pinnacle or the throne room of Almighty Yahweh. And as Shaul, being a man of great intellectual properties, spoke 13 different languages. That's kind of profound, isn't it? When we do not properly speak what we call English, the grammar of English is not even spoken right with us. Yet he was a student that was given to great things. Was that because he was able to learn the languages? Or was he chosen before the foundation of the world from his mother's bosom? And he shall carry forth a great message unto the heathen nations of the world. And that he will declare the power of Almighty Yahweh. For the nations are consumed with gods. And the gods are showing forth their strength in this hour. They're doing that. And they are bringing their servants unto them to bid their call and to carry forth their agenda. It is not the agenda of Yahweh. It is not the mindset of Yahweh. We know, first of all, that the mind and the heart of Yahweh, it is, first of all, pure. There's no corruption there. And that is why HaMashiach declared that it was expedient and important that I go to the Abba. Because if I do not, he cannot send the Comforter. HaKodesh Ruah. Now I know what man has done. He has given the Ruah of Yahweh a name that is steeped in Hinduism, pagan worship. And he is not some ghost. It is the power of Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh is not a ghost. He is not something that has been conjured up by the powers of darkness. Nor is his strength. And the powers that be, and Yahweh has allowed that, especially, I want you to hear this, in what we call Christendom, it is the strength and the plank, it is the platform of this consensual one world order that shall overtake the heart and the mind of many. Because this is not a generation that loves truth. We despise truth. And the Torah of Yahweh is truth. And that is the strength of the powers that be to remove this power of Yahweh to govern you. No one wants Yahweh to govern them. No one wants His instruction. No one asks of His counsel today. We seek the dark, hidden, mystical counsels of darkness, and they flow from the corruption of one's flesh. When it comes to the counsel of Yahweh that we find in Torah, in Scripture, we reject that. There's not much effort given to that, to understand that. But when it comes to those things that annuls the power of Yahweh, we are a people that gravitates to that. We resist His truth. And because of that, He has given over this generation and the people to a delusion that their mind is deceived. And Satan has done a marvelous job in deceiving the mind of this generation. Scripture says that he goes forth and deceives the whole world, not just part of the world. And the strength of his deception is religion. And his foothold is based in what we call Christendom, Christianity, the Roman Jezebel, this harlot of many daughters, this superficial Jezebel is what she is. And we see this spirit of Jezanites, Jezebels, what we call Christendom today. A Jezebel can never walk by an order that is concrete. She established her own laws. And that is what the religious sector has done today. They've established their own laws and their own self-righteousness. It has not come from the throne room of Almighty Yahweh. He has a discipline for His people. And He intends for us to walk in the power of that discipline. The Torah was not done away with. It was fulfilled in HaMashiach. Now I do want to continue on the message that I stopped 2 weeks ago, I believe, to inform us on Wednesday night of the things that we literally needed. I want to continue. Can the powers of darkness work miracles? And what is the difference between the miracles of Yahweh and the workings and the signs of darkness? I want to say this, that the assurance of the miracles of HaMashiach, Shaul and Kephar and Timothy and the men of great strength and Stephen, they heal everyone that they laid hands on. Not some, but all. And everyone that HaMashiach laid his hands on, they were healed. There was a resurrection of hope, and their sins were forgiven. Now this is a generation that the powers that be, they're looking for healings, but they're not looking for cleansing. This is a generation that rejects cleansing. And these vile entities of hell, they will not deal with the sins of the people. For your occult declared, if there be one sick among you, let him first of all call for the elders of the assembly, or the elders, men that have a reputation, men that have fortitude and character, men that are willing to pray. And they must take the oil of gladness of Yahweh and anoint them with the oil. And first of all, if they have sinned, if there is any corrupt thing in them, and we must understand what sin is. It is a transgression, it is a defiance of the Torah. When men defy the stipulations of Yahweh, when they say, I will not walk accordingly to that stipulation, now that is sin. And so if they have sinned, you deal with the issue of sin. Now they are going to be healed. They're going to be complete in their mind. The law shall be complete. That they will render unto Yahweh the just and the due service that He requires of us. Now what has happened in this serpent generation, these powers that be, and they are men, that have been raised up by Shaitan himself, and they use this power of shamanism, this hypnotic state to hypnotize the people, to literally make them think that the healings are genuine, and they are not. The healings can only come by the power and the strength of Yahweh. It cannot come by the strength of other gods with any kind of enduring effects at all. And so we see the proliferation of these men. They rise up and say that if you're sick, it is of the devil. If there's any kind of sickness, you have a demon. Now this is diametrically opposed to doctrine, to Torah. It is not so. Because if a man obeyed the Torah, and if he kept those things that Yahweh commanded him to keep, then he enjoyed the pleasures of the great healing in his body, his mind, his ruah, because he walked in the strength of Yahweh. And so these serpents of hell, they have been raised up, and there are tons of them, men like Oral Roberts, men like Benny Hinn, men like William Brenham. They were not sons of Yahweh. I do not care how they raised them up and put them on pedestals. They were not sons of Yahweh. A. Allen, drunkards and adulterous men. Men that did not have the strength and the power of Yahweh. And one that has been risen to great strength in America and around the world. There were two. One by the name of Billy Graham. And one by the name of Oral Roberts. I want to say this. Because I want to read something before I began to introduce us to Scripture. It is one thing about Oral Roberts, first of all, his testimony that he had tuberculosis and he was healed. Now, there is document fact that Oral Roberts, because he has, and he's classified as mixed Cherokee, that he went to a shaman, and the shaman was supposed to heal him. It was not by the power of Yahweh. And yet, the tuberculosis that he was supposed to have had, it was an old country doctor that said, you have tuberculosis. And all of a sudden, this child of darkness, the one that the media had propagated by the name of Billy Graham, if you do not know that Billy Graham is a worker of darkness, you are deceived. He propagated every kind of religion and the oneness of this ecumenical spirit in this religious order. That you have your own tenets, this one possessed their own tenets, and we come together under the auspice of a moral conscience that we do good unto each other. Now that's the strength of this religious Jezebel. And by the hand of this man, Billy Graham, we saw the proliferation and the rise of this man called Oral Roberts. And if you search the records, and if you search the testimonies, there's not been one organic healing, when I say that, men that were raised from palsy, men that were raised from a crippled, paralytic state by the hand of Oral Roberts, A.A. Allen, Catherine Kuhnman, and all of them, they have deceived the minds of many. It is the power of shamanism. Well, how do I know shamanism? I will again hear. If you have ever seen any kind of practice of shamanism, we can see it in the voodooism, how the gyrations of the bodies and how they shake and they foam and things began to protrude out of their mouths. That is the power of shamanism. Nowhere in Scripture, when Messiah laid hands on them, they were healed instantaneously. When Shaul prayed, they were healed. It was not you go by and you're healed. One case, when Messiah told those that were 10 leprosy, say, you go. And when they went, they obeyed the power of the words, because he said he sent forth his words. And the word of Yahweh, it healed. And that is what it does. It heals us. It frees us from the power of sin. And our biggest problem, it is not the physical ailment. It is the power of sin that rules in the house. And that is what causes us our trouble. Our unbelief. We have no confidence or trust in Yahweh. So the Torah, the dietary law of Yahweh, it is not important to us. And it ought to be important to us. The way he tells us how to eat, how to live, how to keep ourselves cleansed, how not to be a part of the ways of the heathens and learn their ways, that the curses that came upon Egypt will come upon us. And so it is a blatant defiance of what Yahweh has commanded us in the Torah that we reject. And so what has occurred is we have incurred these kinds of diseases that are incurable. And this nation and the nations of the world, the diseases today, I like to say it that way, disease, because it sees the conscience, the mind of man, where he has no control, no hope, no confidence, and no faith at all. And we find these diseases that are running rapidly in the world. And I will say this to you, brothers and sisters. As man said that this AIDS pandemic came about by a monkey somewhere, some beastly man, some corrupt Jezebel of a female had to have some kind of relationship with the beast in order for it to transmute to others. Because they tell us that it cannot be caught by kissing or slaver or things like that somewhere. That someone has had some relationship with beasts, and that is known today, bestiality. The same way that syphilis came about. It came by the relationship, or I don't even want to use that word for such beastly encounters. Man having some kind of response to limus. And that is how these diseases come about. When we defy Yahweh, we are an ignorant generation. And I say that because we spend time in nothing. And with things that are very valuable, we don't seek things out at all. We don't search them out to the end. And so we are very gullible people. It doesn't take much to deceive us. We're carried away in fantasy things. How I look. Am I pretty? What about my shape, my figure? That's what we're carried away with. We're not carried away with truth. So we're a very ignorant, stupid generation, and I say it without any apology at all. And if you are finna go flat to hell, because that's where you're going. And so I will not apologize. And so here's a nation and a people that is so ignorant, they tell us that this mutation of this virus, it came from a monkey. And yet they tell you and me that if you kiss someone with AIDS or their bodily fluids were excreted upon you, there is no problem. Well, how did it get from the market to man? These beastly perverts, these homosexual transgenders, these devils of hell, that's what they are. Anytime a woman or man move out of the natural place, they're calling their beastly dogs. They're not even dogs, because a dog will not do that. Beasts will not do that. They're beyond the comprehension of a beast. It is some demonic power that controls them. No woman should act like a man. No young girl should act like a boy. No boy should act effeminate or have any kind of effeminate ways. No man should look effeminate and twisted in his actions. His physical appearance is something of an effeminate, soft way. It shouldn't be that way. And that is the truth. So they tell us that the mutation of this virus that came from monkeys in Africa, and yet we cannot catch it from another human being, unless there's some kind of intercourse, or unless there's a transfusion of blood, that is the only way. Well, how? Tell me. Tell me, Mr. Scientist. Tell me, Mr. Educator. How did it come from the monkey to man? How did it transmute? Tell me. Tell me how it did that. The SARS, these viruses that are running rapidly, it's because of the beastly mindset of man. They are having relationship as the sons of Yahweh. These beastly things had a relationship with the daughters of Yahweh. And it produced in that time giants, men of great strength and men of great physical strength and power. There was no one like the Philistines. Great strength and great power of physical power and physical presence. I'm talking about men 12, 13 feet tall, 700, 800, 1,000 pounds. Huge and gigantic. These things are real. I don't care what these corruptors say. And somewhere in the mindset and the psyche of man, with that relationship with these gods, that is how the gods came about. These gods that have, or this human race, or this relationship with other kinds, have produced these gods, and men worship these gods to become like them. And that is the truth. Simple fact, period. We like cartoonish things. We don't like things that will cause our mind or our heart to be pressed. It's one thing about reading, it causes you to, it wearies your mind, doesn't it? We like to hear trash. That's what we want to hear. Scripture tells us the power to believe Yahweh comes by hearing. You cannot hear Yahweh unless you have faith. And faith comes by hearing the word. That's what it comes by. And so his people must be prepared for the onslaught of hell. That when the carpets of the Shemayim shall be removed, there shall come upon this earth every kind of vile creature and beast there is. So can they perform miracles? Can the powers that be? What separate what they do and what Yahweh does? And what is the assurance of Yahweh's people? Can I say this? Listen to me. This is a wicked and an adulterous generation. It is always seeking after some sign that they can associate with some supreme power or some evolution of power that has come about that they can associate themselves with that. There is only one power that has not lost any of its fervor or strength at all, and that is the Torah revelation of Yahweh. And that is what Shatan is doing to blind the minds of this generation, that they cannot see Yahweh. So they're always seeking and looking. And that's why Christendom, this Jezebel of harlots, and that's what she is. She's a Jezebel. She's an ill-reputed whore. She's a seducer. Tells everyone that you can come. She opens her legs and say, come. Entertain me. That's what she says. Is not that the mindset of this generation? Is that not a physical activity that is taking place today? Sure is, you can sit here and reject it. You can sit here and question what I say. That's all right. It's all right. Because I do not spend time in fairy tale things, in things that are superficial. I want to know. And so I dig into the scripture. And I understand the subtlety of languages and how the words are used to deceive the mind. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't believe that. Was the subtle words of Shaitan in the Garden of Eden, did it deceive the mind of Eve? Did she disobey the Torah of Yahweh? Did she defy the law of Yahweh? And that's what he does constantly in your mind. So he keeps your mind and your tongue engaged in fruitless things that have no value at all, have no purpose in life. It is a busybody mind. It is not one that elevates Yahweh. It is not one that talks about the Torah. It talks about a corrupt law of the flesh. And the law of your flesh says it's all right for you in your wicked vile ways to do your wickedness and to perform your evil and seductive deeds. It's all right for you to do that. Now that's what it tells you. You lie without conscience. All liars, I'm going to tell you, you pervert. That's what a liar is. I hate liars. I detest liars. I despise them. They're not of Yahweh. They're the daddy of the devil. That is one of the most egregious, vilest of all spirits. When one lie without conscience. When you can lie without thinking. When you can lie and you have a comfort in your lying, you are demented. And I will never stop saying it. Every liar is a pervert. Every liar is deceived and bewitched. The man of truth, was HaMashiach a liar? Did he lie? Did he make up any kind of fairy tale things for acceptance? He spoke Torah revelation. I want to read this before I proceed. Now, I'm not here to make friends. That's all right. I will show myself friendly. I will expose the workings of hell, and I will esteem my Abba of grub above every pinnacle of darkness, for in him do I trust. And my revelation comes by an open heart to receive truth. That is how revelation comes. When one's heart is open, the lab of a man is open to receive truth. We're a generation that fight against truth. I want to read some of this. Now, this article, I want to quote it. I do not want to interject much in it. I want to read it as it is. It is written by Fritz Springmeiser. Now, you must understand that these men are components of what we call Christianity. Fritz Springmeiser and Cisco Wheeler. And what they're trying to do is defend the faith of Christianity. He says, quote, Billy Graham's active role in satanic rituals. Before we get into detail, we take an overview. Satanists strive on power. Shaitan loves to give his followers power. Shaitan, and I will quote what it says in the article. Now, I will not use this as an associate with HaMashiach. They are defendants of Christianity. He said, Shaitan, or Satan took Christ to the mountaintop and told Christ that he have a crusade and bring everyone to follow Christ. If Christ was just bowed down and worship him, Christ refused. Billy Graham accepted it. We know a great deal how the Satanists took Billy Graham. He was first of all the brush salesman, and they made him into a famous evangelist that he has become. Additionally, we know from the victims of Satanism that have come out of it that Billy Graham has been a Satanist himself. How can this be, and how can we know this? Now, these men, they did an extensive study on Billy Graham. One of the questions they asked, they say, he hobnobbed with all of the Hollywood elites and perverts, with kings of the world, with every president. If Billy Graham is a tool and instrument, quote, of God, why has he never brought one of them to the light of truth? And we see a great repentance in them. So that is what the issue is about. I'm picking inserts from this book. It says the false unity movement, which is so strong today, wants to unite the devout Christians with the likes of Norman Vincent Peale. Peale is a good friend of Billy Graham, and Billy Graham refers to a large number of his new converts at the New York convention, Billy Graham's crusade to Peale's church. Now, you all don't know anything about Norman Vincent Peale. He's one of the most vilest rulers in what we call Christendom. And they all are secretive children of darkness, and they work to seduce the minds and to control the mind of the people. And they do it quite well. Well, no one controls my mind. I'm here to tell you, you ignorant thing, there is some form of some being or power that will control you. You do not make any decisions on your own, period, at all. Because you were a piece of flesh that came out of a womb. And you did not have the ability to introduce or to invent anything. So you are a stupid, ignorant fool. If you think you have the patent on anything, someone, something controls you in every aspect of your life. Period. So Graham, he referred all of those converts over to Mr. Peale. And when he doesn't do that, he tells them to go to the Catholic whole house, to what we call, quote, Jewish synagogues. He sent them to all of these vile entities of hell. The Catholic whorehouse, because Billy Graham has got much of his wealth from the Catholic whorehouse. I was reading an article the other day in 2004, the last accountable period of Billy Graham's finance. He brought in $96 million. The Billy Graham Crusade. You must understand when he goes to these cities, the cities actually pay for that. He doesn't pay for anything at all. Period. Billy Hinn, this child of hell, these are unscrupulous men. They are shamans and charlatans. He brought in $86 million. They love it that way. They love these clowns. They deceive, they're ignorant. They love anything that makes them feel good in their own wickedness. You can sell this nation anything. America's a stupid nation. It's a sottish, ignorant people. You can sell it anything. From a pet rock to a pet fly. You can sell it. And what they did, they marketed Billy Graham. And they sold him. Now we're seeing what the man was really made of. He believes in abortion. All religions lead to the one God. I believe that. But it doesn't lead to Yahweh. Not at all. It's all right for men to be homosexuals and transvestites, lesbians. God made them. You haven't heard the man speak in a long time. I listened to an interview with him on PBS. I say, what a vile thing of hell. This is how the man talks. He has no principles at all. So you can do what you want to. And that's what Christendom is. It is a lawless religious whore. It is a religion of iniquity. It is a total lawlessness religion. There is no law to it. Well, I can do what I want to. A man said to me the other day as I talked with him. Here this man was in such condition. Physical, he was a mess. And he smoked cigars. I said, do you inhale them? Yes. He said, I do all the do's. There are some don'ts that I want to do. I said, you're sad, man. You're pitiful. You're sick. I said, you're an ignorant man. To know that what those things are doing to you, if you think there is some kind of little jocularity that you can say that, I said, you're foolish and you're ignorant. I said, it's going to kill you too. I say, you know, you talk about what you do, then I will talk about the things I don't do. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. What's wrong with that? You're doing something that's going to destroy you, man. You're very ignorant. And this is what Christianity does. It makes one very lawless. And in your practice, in my practice, we will become even much more lawless. Because there were no set law or Torah that directed us. Oh, we say, oh, we love Jesus and we love God. That didn't mean a nickel's worth of rat's dung. Yahweh says that you will know that those that declare they love me, they will keep my Torah. They will keep my mitzvot. So if a man says he loves him, he keeps not his mitzvot, and they are not pleasing to him, he is a flat out liar. Now, I do believe that they love God, the gods of this world. And don't tell me what things not to use. You that are listening, the whole vernacular of the English language is made of pagan words. So in order for you to have any conversation, it is best you talk by the Ruah. So I don't care what word you use, it has some kind of pagan origin connected to it. He goes on to say that Peel is a 33-degree Freemason. And also, not only him, but Billy Graham. Billy Graham is the one that helped Oral Roberts. You have never heard Billy Graham talk about Freemasonry or against it, or Oral Roberts. And I'm laying this because I want to show you the workings of darkness. Just pay attention and be patient. It says, Oral Roberts has been seen by witnesses participating in these occultic practices and mind control. Oral Roberts University and the charismatic movement is another important religious front. Now these are men that are propagating and protecting what we call Christendom. The charismatic movement has been infiltrated by multiples since day one. According to some things that Oral Roberts has said, some Christians think that he received his healing power from an old Indian who healed him through Indian shamanism. Now that's how, if he was sick, he was supposed to have been healed by some shamanism of this Indian man when Oral was young. At times, Oral does use the same method and the spiritual medium he used to heal. According to those that have been in bondage under that same mind control and have been deprogrammed, they were in satanic rituals with Oral Roberts. Now, I know that it's hard for this generation to comprehend and to believe. We saw that when Oral Roberts built that hospital. I want to show you what these men say about that. I want you to hear this, please. They say this. Christian ministries or ministers who have participated in Oral Roberts' ministry are saying that they have seen massive swindling in his healing ministry. You can go back from day one with Oral Roberts, Branham, and all of them. There's no account of any true organic healing by any of those men. There's no one that can say, you know, they will say someone has a headache, you got a backache, you got arthritis. What about that child that is in the wheelchair? What about that one that is a paralegic? There's no account of the Benny Hinn's or any of those men. A.A. Allen, Catherine Kuhlman, none of them. That one account when they did something miraculous. And they all declare they have raised someone from the dead. They're liars. I want to show you something. The healing ministry, no, I am not trying to defunct the healing of Yahweh's power. I'm showing you the powers with all lying wonders, what Scripture says. They're deceivers and they're men of shamanism. That's why the crowds get in a frenzy and the people, that's all part of shamanism. It is the power of darkness that is working in these men. It says now these ministers say that it's such swindling. His university is being used as a program center. The city of faith is to be the center of healing for America. Now look what it used now. The city of faith is supposed to be the healing from Eclipias, a demon related to Apollo. Now this is what's written in the article. I did not inject that. I don't know if you all recall this, but I do as a young man. I remember Oral Roberts saying that God said to him, if he doesn't raise $8 million, he's going to take his life. Well, he raised $9.1 million. He said that the city of faith will be a place, the medical center, a place whereby God and medicine would join together. And from there, they will send missionaries throughout the world because God said, I want you to build the city of faith. And if you all recall, he put two big old praying hands out there. The power of the demonic forces of darkness, that they had their hands on that place. And the monies came from every kind of ill-reputed, corrupt thing there was. Do you understand? But that's how gullible this generation is. A few years later, the place riddled with debt. They had to close the whole place down. But yet he said, his God said, this is going to be the pinnacle and the zenith of the great healings that will go out throughout the nation. Because he had no power to heal. He also said, I recall this. I remember this quite vividly. And Oral Roberts said that cancer and all cancerous diseases, that from the city of faith will come the cure for cancer. And these same lying charlatans, they get operated on and cut. And they say they have faith to believe Yahweh. They have faith to believe their God. And their God is a deceiver, and he's a liar, and he's full of deception. And these are the men that the world propagate as great men of healing, men of great strength, casting out demons. They're not casting out any demon at all. They're not casting out anything. And much of that is a part of this Jezebel house, this religious Catholic doctrine. Much of it is a part of that. When a man has the law of Yahweh, him, the Torah of Yahweh, and there's only one ruling power that can govern him. And that is the truth of Yahweh. He cannot be double-minded. He cannot have two kingdoms in one body. That is stupidity. And you find these little small peons today that they have taken their cue from these Oral Roberts and men like Hagee and Haggie and Copeland. They are corruptors. They corrupt them even the more. They are blind dogs. And they lead these blind fools at the ditches. And they all fall at the ditches. And they rob them of their little substance. They are not men sent by Yahweh to exemplify the power of his authority. They are men that Yahweh has raised up to show the powers of hell and to draw those that are walking in darkness into that camp. And that's what they're doing. The Oral Roberts, the Benny Hinn's, all of them, they still speak of A.A. Allen and Brenham. No organic healings. None whatsoever. I said to a preacher, you all know him. I won't call his name. As I watched one of the little girls there, withered, little body, could not move. He's telling me that everyone that is a saint, I believe that. They have demons, no problem. But the Kiddushims of Yahweh don't have demons. And I said, if you have the power of Yahweh, lay hands on her. And then I will believe. Well, I'm not ready for that now. He did not tell his Shalishiams, his apostles. He said, you go and heal. You cast out the unclean spirit. And they went by faith. And they did it. Why did he cause them to stumble? He caused them to stumble when they tried to cast out an unclean spirit. To show him that we're coming to an hour where you're going to trust me. You're going to believe me not because there's a sign. You're not going to be wicked. You're not going to be adulterous. You're going to have the faith that pleased me. And you're going to trust me above all things. You're going to believe what I say, and you're going to obey what I say. It is not going to be because I have to prove it to you. You're going to believe it because you are just, and you live by faith. That's what he meant. And so that's why he threw a little cog in the wheel. So I said to this preacher, if that is the case, lay hands on her, and she shall rise. I would ask you another question. If everyone that is sick has a demon, what about her? Is that a demon in her? No, it's not a demon in her, but everyone else is a demon. What stupidity. What an ignorant theology that doesn't even possess a bucket. I won't even urinate in it. Is that even worth even the words that they try to espouse this lying, deceitful doctrine in? I want to show you something in Scripture. So it says that he has this Eclipias, a demon related to Apollos, which per se, they betray themselves as Christians. I believe that they're Christians. They infiltrate within the charismatic movement, carrying out satanic rituals to get demon healing power. Now, brothers and sisters, this is not something I wrote. This is in the article that it's right here. That even these men that declare themselves defenders of what we call Christianity, they tell you that these men are moving by the power of demon forces. And they are. And that is the truth. How do I know that? Because it turns the heart and the mind away. They are bewitched because they don't receive truth. And the Torah of Yahweh is truth. And Christianity does not receive truth. They argue against the Torah. They fight against it. They are controlled by powers of hell, and they have the power to heal. Now, I want to quote some scriptures now. And I want to finish a good bit of this up today, and then I will continue, not next week, but maybe a week after, because you always give me a profound scripture of the day. And I want to preach from that scripture in the time to come and show you something what scripture said. We don't know scripture, and we don't love scripture. That's the truth. Look to your neighbor and say, do you love scripture? Come on. You don't want to look to the one you know because they know you don't love it. Let's turn to someone else and say, do you love scripture? Ask them, do you read scripture? You don't even do that. And I'm bold enough to stand here with great integrity to tell you you don't, because you don't love scripture as a people. We despise it. There's no affection. Say what you will. Say what you want. I want to read what scripture says. It says in Thessalonica, this is what Shaul says. Thessalonica chapter 2 verse 9. It says this emphatically. He identifies one, he says, even him whose coming is after the working of who? Shatan. Say it loud, my brother. Say, this one's working is after the work of Shatan with what? With some power? With all power and signs and lying wonders. These men, they have signs. They have miracles, but they do not have the faith of Yahweh. They do not present the miracles of Yahweh. Because there's record that those that were touched by HaMashiach and Shaul, they were healed. These men have no records of their healing prowess or the power. Those that were healed, that there's record of that at all. Do you understand? So Shaul tells us in the 2 Thessalonica that there's one that is coming after the workings of Shatan, and he's going to have power. And he's going to have lying wonders, wonders that deceive the mind, wonders that turn the mind away from pure truth of Yahweh. Why? Because this is a wicked generation. It is an adulterous generation. It is not even faithful. Husbands are not faithful to wives. Wives are not faithful to husbands. Something gets wrong when husbands and wives cannot have confidence in each other to trust each other. To trust one another about their own shortcomings and their own frailties and their own faults. Something gets wrong in your relationship when you cannot trust your wife or your husband about your own shortcomings or your own failures or the sins that you deal with. You are a shallow thing. You have no strength of Yahweh. Something is desperately wrong in you. He said that this one will come with that kind of power, with deceitful lying miracles, and the miracles that they people will perceive that they are of Yahweh Simeon, but they are not. He says in verse 10 of chapter 2, he said, and with all deceit, not some deceit, that is profound. It says in the KJV, with all deceivableness. But with all deceit, everything he does is full of deceit. That is why the imagery of man today, that is the television, has done more to seduce the mind of man than anything. It has turned the heart away from man from Yahweh more than anything. Because it projects everything that the television projects is 99.9% a lie. People don't love truth. That's why the news reports, it is based upon the emotions of the people. So it gives them things that will draw them back in the evening. We're lazy folks, we don't want to study. Scripture tells us, shall study to show yourself approved. We rather listen to some deceitful lies. We will not take what I say and study it. I ask you all a question. When I ask you all the day, I say, study the word trouble. Look in your concordance. I guarantee you there's not 1% of you all who did that. Not 1% of you. Because now the word trouble has many connotations, but there's one that I was dealing with because we're trouble. We're misery. Miserable because it is called oni. Oni. It's because you're miserable, because you're full of sin and corruption. You rebel against Yahweh. So we don't want things that identify our own heart. We if it was something foolish, we would take time for that. I do want to stay the course, so let me move on. He said, and with all deceit of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now, what is the love of the truth? Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting. And it says that his Torah is the truth. Men do not receive the love that the Torah presents to them. They despise it. So they're looking for some sign or some wonder. They're looking for something that Christendom offers, but it doesn't offer the truth. You cannot have truth without the base and foundation of what it is based upon. And they do not teach what HaMashiach, the power of his ministry was based upon. They don't teach that. They don't teach that at all. They tell you he wants you to be rich, lies from hell. They teach you that he wants everyone to be healed. That's not so, because everyone was not healed. And the mighty men of Yahweh, they laid hands on those and they were not healed. And that is the truth. He wants us to have confidence and faith in him. If we live, it is HaMashiach. If we die, it is the gain. So we have no problem with whatever Yahweh does. Why? Because we know that is a precious thing in the sight of Yahweh, is the death of his kiddushim. Listen to this. These men tell you, you're not going to die, and they die. They die. I don't know if y'all recall when Oral Roberts' son, Richard, I recall this many years ago, about 20 years ago. I was in that era. And I remember that when him and his wife, Lindsay, had a child. They named the child Richard Orr. And the boy was sick. He had all of these preachers from America there praying for the boy. The Hagees, the Haggins, and the Copelands, and all were there. The Hickeys, Jesse Dales. And they all prayed for him. Oh, but the boy still died. Do you understand? He still died. And I'll never forget his wife, who I can't recall her name. She made a statement that with all these powerful men of faith here, then we can move the earth with their prayer. And they could not remove one thing at all, because they're charlatans. There's no power in these men. It's one of deception. And it's to draw them onto this presupposed lie of Shatan. And his lie is based upon no truth at all. The Torah's truth. And everything is based upon Torah. Everything is based upon the discipline of Yahweh. It is the wisdom of Yahweh. It is his call to reveal unto us his mind. You can never know his mind unless you know Torah. And that's why they teach this trash in these whorehouses, because they don't know the mind of Yahweh. We need to have the same mind that HaMashiach led, right? That same mind. Was that a mind that understood Torah? Was that a man that understood the will of Yahweh? Did he do all things to please him? And so what they have done with this Jezebel whore, this Christendom, is she has been a slithering Jezebel. Say, I lay with anyone. I lay with the Muslims. I lay with Islam. I lay with Hindu. That's what Mr. John Paul Pope did. You know, they don't call the Catholics Christians. They're Catholics. You understand? They're not what they call Christians. The Catholics. And everything else that is in Protestant, they're Christians. And we know that even the man that they give such great credence to, said such great love for Mr. Lutheran, Mr. Luther, he did not want to do away with this whore. He didn't want to do away with the idols and all the pagan symbols of this Jezebel. He did not. We're ignorant because we don't know and we don't want to know. We're afraid to know the truth, and so when we're confronted by the truth, because you have no faith, it stunts what you have. When a man has faith, it's not easily moved. If you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, see, you don't even have that kind of faith. So we don't want to hear those things because it troubles us, because you're basing what you base your faith on lies. It's not based upon truth, it's based upon lies. So you get mad, you get upset, you don't want to hear that. It costs you to doubt and to wonder. It never costs me to doubt, it costs me to be thankful. I'm glad. Expose them, Yahweh. I'm glad. So you never had any true faith at all anyway. You never had the measure anyway. And so folks don't want to hear this today. Well, I don't think he was that way. That's the way he was. Period. These men do not have the strength of Yahweh. They have the strength of their God. Oral Roberts built a statue unto Asclepius. That's what he did. It says in Revelation, Giliana, Revelation chapter 13. I got quite a few scriptures I want to move now. Just be patient. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Yorker Hans, and I saw another beast come up out of the earth, and he had two horns. And these, metaphorically and symbolically, represent the spiritual strength in the nations of the world today. This Roman whore and this religious prowess of power. And the other horn represents the economical power, the economic strength. That's what these horns represent, the strength, kingdom, strength. Like a lamb. And it spoke as the dragon, though it spoke as the devil spoke. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. And he caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And we're going to see that this wound of this Catholic whore, this Roman pantheon of religion, is going to be healed. It's being healed now. And they're going to cause men to worship in this pagan form of ritual worship. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. Do you all hear me? That's what it is. And that's what men they love today. It's a pagan form. They're going to call. We see the healing of this already. That's why men like Oral Roberts and Hagee and Hagen and Copeland, the Hinge, the one out there, TV here. And these men are raised up today with great media exposure. Benny Hinn, there is no one that is heard more than him throughout the world. Singular. No one like Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn. And what is that child of hell out there in the California? The one with the slick gray hair. The old man. What's his name? Crystal Cathedral. Shula. These men. And Norman Vincent Peale. These are men that are causing this ecumenical religious power to rise up today. And that's what they are, brothers and sisters. And they possess an enormous amount of financial power and clout. Norman Vincent Peale of the Presbyterian Group, he controls $250 million, just that man alone. When that false thing out there in the Mormon whorehouse died, Norman Vincent Peale did the eulogy of that false apostle. I can't recall his name. And he said that there was no other man that had such integrity of God like this false child of hell. I believe that he had the integrity of God. He did not have the integrity of Yahweh. He said, they're going to rise up. They're going to see this beast rise up with this power. And it says in verse 13, and he does great wonders. Does it say that in the book you have? It did not say he did small wonders. He does great wonders so that he makes fire come down out of the Shemayam upon the Olam in the sight of men. There's only one of the man I know of that's done that. And Elijah, he was the anointed one, the one that Yahweh had sent. And so he's going to cause fire to come down out of the Shemayam. And I'm not talking about the nuclear bombs. I believe this is a literal act, brothers and sisters. You all hear me? Oh, I believe the nuclear bombs are going to fly in this nation. And they're going to fly around the world. America is the power and the cauldron of hell. You see it in the children. You see it in the parents. You see it in the religious practices. You see it in the schools. You see it in the universities. You see it in everything. It doesn't generate any kind of love for Yahweh. It doesn't generate a heart for Yahweh. The parents do not increase any kind of great love in the heart of the children or the child for Yahweh. No whatsoever. It gives them these things that draw them away. The stupidity of television and this demonic mind numbing power of darkness that numb their minds and draw them away. And the grandmamas have no character or no place to say anything. The granddaddies, the aunts or the uncles, and they don't even confront the issues of the powers of darkness because they don't have the true Ahava of Yahweh in them. You can't see a brother or sister, they're truly a brother or sister, falling in a ditch. You don't say nothing. You don't have no love. That is trash. Yahweh's way is right. That's the way they seem right to you, but it's wrong. Anything outside of the Torah is wrong. And that is what Christendom has done. She has denounced the power of Yahweh's truth. How much you're coming with any kind of background or strength and any kind of character of truth, they would have kicked his teeth in. He came in the power and the strength of the Torah. He was just the spiritual power of it. That's what he was. He was the life of it. He showed us the work of the Torah. Yahweh doesn't tell us anything that is against us. If he tells you don't commit adultery, it's for you. If he tells you don't eat swine meat, you don't eat it. If he tells you don't lie, you don't lie. When you lie, you break down every kind. Even they will tell you, I have read research, how that when people lie, that even the chemical changing in their bodies, how that it changes, even the flow of certain chemicals, and it destroys you. Until they become such liars, pathological liars, they don't even know they're lying. That's a sick mind. And that's what it does. It does just that. You understand? I'm an ignorant man. So when I don't know things, I will try to find a little out about it. That's how ignorant I am. I'm not an arrogant man. No. If I don't know anything, I don't know it. I will listen to someone that has the ability to teach me on those things. This is a generation that despises that. We don't want anyone to tell us that we are lazy and shiftless when it comes to Yahweh. As a matter of fact, if you read this article, no, I'm not going to print it for you because you're not going to read it. I would love to do that, but you're not going to read it. But the man said that this nation has become such a sedentary nation that it really doesn't believe anything that Yahweh says. It's a lazy nation. It's a driftless nation. He says, he's going to cause all those, he's going to do great wonders and make fire come out of the Shemayim, and to deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which it had power to do in the sight of the beast, sent to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had wounded, which was wounded by the sword and now live. And they would declare, let us make an image unto this great kingdom. Just like Nimrod did. For her power is restored. And that is the strength of the Roman Catholic whore today. She has said that the power of this Roman pantheon religion, it is being restored. What Constantine did, it was just a prelude as to what things will come to pass. So she is resurrected. And in her you will find the healings. In her you will find the great miracles. In her you will find your deliverance from cancer, from every kind of this disease. In her you're going to find it. And that's what they're doing. Even in her foundation, she has hospitals all over the world. This Catholic whore. Most hospitals at one time were owned by some Protestant movement or the Roman Catholic Jezebel or some arm of Jews that owned the hospitals in America. And that's just it. Period. And today the hospitals are controlled by a conglomerate of satanically powerfully rich men, and they rob them all. We're such an ignorant people. And there is no truth in them at all, period. They're not controlled by Yahweh. We see that with Oral Roberts. He said his God told him to build that, didn't he? I don't know if you all recall that. I recall it. And yet it closed down. And they mocked him when he said that his God said that he must raise $8 million. And he received $9 million. And there, what is this man's name there? I think he's in Virginia. He gives out this award every year, $1 million, for people that perform in the religious world. I know his name. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's not Soros. What's his name? I'll find his name. I know his name. It's on the tip of my mind. But he gave a large amount of that money to him, about $5 million. I recall that. I recall it very vividly. We're people that we forget the truth of Yahweh, the things that will help us walk in this kingdom. Truth, but foolishness, we don't forget, do we? We hold things in our corrupt, wicked hearts against one another. How wicked you are. And we think we're going to the kingdom. You are ignorant as they come. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He said, to deceive those on the earth by the means of the miracle. What are these things? Gilead, now Revelation 16:14. And I want to move from here. It says, for they are spirits of devils working miracles. Now, it must be a lie or the truth. Now, to these apologists who will say that there is no error in any form of translation of Scripture, so this is the truth. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth to the kings of the earth. Well, it just goes forth to the kings, okay? And to what? The whole world. To gather them against the battle of the great day of Yahweh Almighty. Now tell me, is the world against the name or does it love it? It's against the name. I receive letters from people all the time. The reason I was late for dinner yesterday, because there was a sister that contacted me. And I don't usually correspond with people immediately. I listen to what they say. I hear what they say. I read what they say. And I give Yahweh gives me space to comprehend. And then I answer them. But that letter I could not answer. I could not wait. I had to answer her immediately. And it took some time to show her things in Scripture for her and her husband to understand the validity of Yahweh's truth. Do you understand that? I could not lay that one aside for some reason. I could not lay that aside. I could not wait for another moment. But I had to deal with that one attentively then and now. The same way that Yahweh deals with us. He's a very present help. He is now. Right now. For these are the spirits of devils. They're working miracles. And they go forth into all the world. They deceive the kings of the world. What king has not? What king? Tell me, my friends. Will you all hear me? What king has not bowed at the foot or the feet of one of the popes? Every king visited the pope. I saw Mr. Laura Bush. I don't know if you all saw that during the Olympics. She went. It was right there in Rome, in Italy, to Turin. She went and visited the pope. Can I tell you something? All daughters, they must cover their head. When they go in front of the Pope, she has on a black covering of her head. Not partial, it will cover it. Why? Because they are honoring their gods. That's what the Olympic is. The gods of the Olympia. The Nike gods. That's what they are. The night god. The swoosh. their gods, their kings, their powerful beings. And so they had to get the blessing of the Roman religion. That's why she was there. That's why they're there. And Rome, the cauldron of darkness and hell, where the powers that be shall rise up out of this little small entity of darkness. And it's going to rise up with great power. And there's no one that deceives the nations like the Roman whore. She has her exorcism. She casts out demons. Does she say she does that? She does all of those things. Now, these men say they're casting out demons. They're healing folks of headaches, they say. They're healing them of arthritis and bursitis. No one can see that. Get up and walk where that bursitis. Give me that cane and walk. And yet they all go back to the same drug of Ecclesiastes. And they go back to the same formula to their drug addiction. But yet they're healed. The ones that all robbers, that were one count that he said you were healed. 12 hours later, the woman was dead. Been ahead in all of them, their accounts, their records, believe me. There are people that diligently search out these things to show us and to show you the falses of these men. Now, that doesn't take away from the truth of Yahweh. I believe by the stripes of HaMashiach we heal. We heal from that consciousness of sinning and wickedness, and our mind is clear regardless of what things transpire in our lives. We're not free to the bondage of the power of that darkness. And we wait upon the hope of Almighty Yahweh. So they deceive the masses of the world today. They're deceived. They're taken. Believe me, this false beast and this religious pseudo-prophet, they have deceived the whole world. Believe me, they have deceived the whole world. I want to begin here. I'm not going to be able to finish this today, but I want to begin. It's good. I had to establish that. I had to show you that. I want to show you something in Scripture. And I want to begin in... Hallelujah, Yahweh. I would have begun in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and verse 7. And Shaul, as he speaks unto the brothers and sisters there concerning the advantage of the spiritual power and the light of Almighty Yahweh, that we must understand these things, and we must understand them. Well, he begins with the brothers and sisters there. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, Shaul said, because there was a great difficulty, I had this thing to buffet me. He said, now the reason it was so, and least I should be exalted above the measure through the abundance of revelation. Now did Shaul know the Torah? Sure, he knew it. But he did not have the power and the Ruah of that Torah. But he knew it. You understand? He said that I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees. According to the law, I was blameless. He didn't have any scars at all. He said, so by this great understanding of this Torah truth, this great revelation that Yahweh has imparted into me, he said, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh. Now, not in his Ruah, but in the flesh. The messenger of Shatan to buffet, that is to strike, to hit, to continuously try to bombard my thought. He said, least I should be exalted above measure. He said, this thing was sent to strike me with his fist, to make a blow, or to treat me in a way that was just wrong. So Yahweh sent this messenger, this buffeter of Shatan, to keep Shaul within the framework that he intended for him to walk, that he will not exalt himself, or he will become arrogant or full of pride, but that he will walk in the lowliness and the meekness of heart that Yahweh had called him, purposed him to do, to carry forth his mission. You must understand that Shaul was a very arrogant man. He understood the law. He understood the Torah. You did not break one scintilla of that. Not at all with him. So he knew it. He was an expert. He said, understanding this, now there's a great revelation of this truth that Yahweh has given me.